بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. All praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor and glory due, the unique with perfect attributes. He begets not, nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the Almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamp giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family, and his companions, and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Amen. Today, inshallah, we will have the 15th message of hope. And this is the third message regarding the greatest blessing in life, the belief in Allah's oneness. The title of the class is Be Aware You May Be Deceived. Inshallah, today we will continue to learn about the benefits of the belief in Allah's oneness, that is to say, the greatest blessing in life. Last week we learned the following. Faith is a light that illuminates the inner self of the believer and lightens his way of life. Allah, the all-powerful, defends the believers. Faith is the way to Allah's guidance. Faith provides the believer with security, and the believer, they don't fear nor grieve. The angels are the guardians of the believers by the command of Allah. Allah, the Almighty, loves the believers, and this is a great blessing which is more than enough for the believers. And also those in the heavens love the believers, and the people on the earth love the believers. Today, inshallah, we will continue to learn about the benefits of the belief in Allah's oneness. Number one, true faith is essential for the actions to be rewarded and accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will read from Surah number 21, verse number 19. Billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِنَ الصَّالِحَاتِ وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ فَلَا كُفْرَانَ لِسَعْيِهِ وَإِنَّا لَهُ كَاتِبُونَ.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. So whoever does righteous good deeds while he is a believer, his efforts will not be rejected. Verily, we record it for him.
Actually, this is the law of action and reward. No one shall suffer any loss of any good deed so long it is based on the true belief in Allah. All such deeds are recorded with Allah, who never lose sight of anything. It is essential that good action should be based on true faith in order to have its true value and to flourish. So the question is why? Why the good action should be based on the true faith? The answer is because faith is the essential basis of life, because it provides true and real contact between man and the universe. Faith is the bond that ties the universe and all living creatures to their only creator. Faith outlines the law that operates in the universe by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the theory is that so long no structure can be raised without a basis of a foundation, good action has to stand upon a firm foundation, which is faith. Otherwise, it collapses. The Quran always associates faith with good deeds whenever it mentions deeds and their reward. There is no reward for a belief motivating no good action, nor is there any reward for action that is cut off from its roots of faith in Allah. Again and again, sisters, in life Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has his own laws. This life is run by the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this verse of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us the law of action and reward. If you are looking for a reward from your deeds and your sayings, they must be based on the belief in the oneness of Allah. Otherwise, there is no reward for your action. Why? Because the belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the bond between the creatures and their creator. And actually, faith outlines the law, and this is the law which operates in the universe. If there is a bond between Allah and His creator, so any deed for this creature will be recorded and will be rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again, sisters, we must know that faith is the right motivation for the good action, because it provides the means to build a sound structure in the universe, and it provides the means to achieve the excellence that Allah wants for this present life. In conclusion, faith gives the good action a motive and an aim. This is the most important, which I will clarify to you now, sister, so that you will realize the importance of the true belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the true faith regarding your actions in life. Otherwise, you will be in a great problem on the Day of Judgment, as Allah is teaching us in the Quran, and as inshallah I will clarify to you soon. So first, let us realize the rule that faith gives the good action a motive. What is the meaning of this? The meaning of this is that the believers in the oneness of Allah are motivated to do the good actions in order to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in order to follow the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in order to have the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they are motivated by their belief to do the good actions. There is a motivation for the good action which is related to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the aim is also related to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when you have faith and you do the good action, your action will be related to Allah regarding its motive, regarding its aim. It is for the sake of Allah, to please Allah, and you are motivated to do that action because you want to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Accordingly, you will be rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that reward. Okay? If you want to know the proof for the law of action and reward regarding faith, the essential foundation for the actions to be rewarded, we will read from the Quran, from Surah Al-Kahf, Surah number 18, verse number 103 to 105, so that you will have the proof that faith is the essential foundation for actions to be rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هل ننبئكم بالأخسرين أعمالا الذين ضل سعيهم في الحياة الدنيا وهم يحسبون أنهم يحسنون صنعا
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Say, shall we tell you the greatest losers in respect of their deeds? Those whose efforts have been wasted in this life while they thought that they were acquiring good by their deeds.
You see, sisters, again and again, in the Quran, we must be sure that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sending the message for those whom they are actually for the Muslims, okay, the ones whom they read the Quran, and they actually the Quran is the book to be followed by them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying here, say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then Allah is mentioning about the great losers in the respect of their deeds, okay, when the deeds are wasted for the sake of the worldly life, not for the sake of Allah, not having the belief as the foundation for that action. Let me give you an example of this, sister, so that it will be clear for you, you know, the meaning of this Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim verse of the Quran. Suppose now we have two sisters, both of them are Muslims, okay? One of them is just a Muslim by name, but she is not actually following the rules of the Islam. She's not living her life according, you know, to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but she is a Muslim. Okay? And we have another sister whom she is a true believer in the oneness of Allah, trying to follow the rules of the Quran as she can. These are two sisters. Both of them, they decide to raise their kids in the best shape they can have. So both of them try to provide their kids with the best education, with the best clothes, with the best circumstances and everything as they can. But the first one, whom she is just a Muslim by name, she didn't raise her kids as believers in the oneness of Allah. This was not important for her. The most important for her was the qualification, was their grades, was their to be that they are polite according to the rules of the etiquette, not according to the rules of the Quran. So both of them, for example, they raise a child. Okay, and that child, for both of them, he is graduated from a good college. But for the first one, her son is a Muslim by name. He is not praying. He cannot read the Quran. He doesn't know anything about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is not living according to the way of Allah. He doesn't know anything about his religion, because his religion is not important for him at all, because this is the least aspect his mother takes care of when he was a child. Okay, so he is now a good, for example, physician, earning very good amount of money, but he doesn't have any identity. He is not related to Islam at all. He is not praying. He is drinking. He had a girlfriend, whatever, but he is a Muslim. Okay? The other one, his mother, from day one, it was essential for her to raise him a believer in the oneness of Allah. She clarified to him that he must believe in Allah, because Allah is the creator, and Allah is the owner, and Allah is the controller, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one whom he will meet on the day of judgment, and this is the most important, the final destination. Accordingly, he was also a very good student, but he was a believer in Allah. He fears Allah. He never had a good friend, a girlfriend. He never, as he can, cheat or lie or whatever. And when he feels feeling towards a girl, one of his colleagues, he asked his mother to marry her. And he insisted for that one that she must be also a believer in the oneness of Allah. Now we will evaluate the life of the mothers, both of them. Both of them sacrificed for 20 years. Both of them didn't sleep the night to take care of her baby. Both of them sacrificed her health, her wealth, her time and everything for her kid. But one of them, faith was the essential foundation for building her structure in life, which is her son, and the other one, faith was not there. The life of the mother whom she raised her son, a believer in the oneness of Allah, every minute she would be rewarded from it from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because the essential foundation was there, the belief in the oneness of Allah. This is the meaning of this verse of the Quran. The other mother, the Muslim by name, she suffered the same, she spent the same, but she will not rewarded anything from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as Allah is clarifying in this verse, okay, these are the great losers, okay, because they have been wasted in their efforts in this life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was not there. So this is very important for every mother to realize this fact. Otherwise, on the Day of Judgment, she will be under the impression that, oh Allah, I raised 5 Muslim kids. Oh Allah, I deserve to be in the paradise. Unfortunately, my dear Muslim mother by name, okay, you forget about the Quran, you forget about the rules of the Quran, you forget about the law of action and reward, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in this verse of the Quran. And again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the same law of action and reward in Surah number 16, verse number 97, so that we will be sisters again and again sure of this fact. If you want to be rewarded for any effort in this life, regarding any deed you do in this life, it must be based on the true belief in the oneness of Allah, otherwise you are wasting your life for nothing. Now we will read from Surah number 16, verse number 97. Inshallah, we will read a verse of the Quran. She is from Surah number 16, verse number 97. So that inshallah we will learn about the importance of the true belief in Allah for the deeds to be accepted and for the good life for everyone. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. من عمل صالحا من ذكر أو أنثى وهو مؤمن فلنحيينه حياة طيبة ولنجزينهم أجرهم بأحسن ما كانوا يعملون.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Whoever works righteousness, whether male or female, while he is a true believer, verily, to him we will give a good life, and we shall pay them certainly a reward in proportion to the best of what they used to do.
Okay, you see? Again, sisters, this is the general rule again about action and reward. The first item of this rule is that the two sexes, the male and female, are equal with regard to their action and the reward they receive for their actions. They enjoy the same relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the same standing in His regard. Hence, He rewards them equally, applying one measure to both of them. This is about male and female in Islam. Another aspect of this general rule is that good actions must have a strong foundation which must be faced, as it provides the axis around which all bonds turn. So the rule in this verse establishes that when you have the true belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you do the good deed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you 2 great rewards. Number 1, a good worldly life, and number 2, a reward on the Day of Judgment. Regarding the reward in this worldly life, we must first agree that good life doesn't mean a lot of wealth, as there are many things in life other than wealth which provide a good feeling and happiness. For example, a strong bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a feeling of trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the belief in the unlimited mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the good health, love and compassion. We must realize that money is only one aspect, and little of it is sufficient when one looks up to what is more blessed and longer lasting. Again and again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse of the Quran is promising the true believer who is doing the good deed that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make them to live a good worldly life. The good worldly life, again and again, sisters, is the life of the love, compassion. It is the life where I obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the life where I am living in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, feeling His mercy 24 hours per day. In every second, you, for example, I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that inshallah I am accepted as a true believer in Him. When you tell me, Sister Mona, do you have a lot of wealth, for example, I tell you I have compassion, I have love, I have a strong belief in Allah, I have the full trust, I feel the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every second in my life. I feel that Allah inshaAllah will take care of me, will take care of my husband, will take care of my kids. InshaAllah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will provide us with the health. Allah will make for us an outlet from every problem. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make an end for every hardship. I am living in the cave of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the best worldly life. I am living it. Maybe the money is little, I don't care. But so long Allah is showering me with His mercy, which is the most important, actually, a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the true believers. Alhamdulillah, all praise to Allah. I consider myself, alhamdulillah, the most happy person on the earth. All praise to Allah. How you have this feeling that you are having the best worldly life? Okay, when you are a true believer in the oneness of Allah, and when, alhamdulillah, you are doing the good actions for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, immediately Allah will reward you with this feeling. Okay, the feeling of acceptance, the feeling of being thankful, the feeling of all the time you are looking to the positive side of any event in your life, positive side of any decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How you can have this? This is the real happiness, sister. All praise to Allah. You never feel fear or grief, okay? Or you are worried or unhappy or sad, or you have, the feeling of hatred, or the feeling of, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, looking, that others are better than you, envy, never, at all, alhamdulillah, you are totally satisfied in your life. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again and again I clarified, alhamdulillah, in the Arabic class. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is allowing the human being to have the wealth, to have the health, to have the education, the prestige, whatever. But the happiness, insurance, security is only with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You cannot buy them. You cannot buy security. You cannot buy happiness. You cannot buy acceptance. You cannot buy, alhamdulillah, to be satisfied with your life. All these feelings, which are the most important in life, are with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator of everything, the owner of everything, the planner of everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving the human being the opportunity to try their best to be happy through the materialistic issues, so that after they will try all their best, they will realize the reality. The true happiness is through the feeling of the heart. And the heart is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you have to realize that it is only through Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala I can have the real happiness in this life, which is the satisfaction with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the acceptance of the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to be appreciating being a believer in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you tell me, Sister Mona, a lot of problems, this and that, I tell you this, all we can forget it. But we have to concentrate on the best blessing. We are a true believer in the One, and the One will shower us with His mercy, and the One will take care of us, and the One will provide us from means which we never expect, and the One will make our kids, alhamdulillah, a blessing for us when we are old, and the One will take care of us when our health will not be good, when we are in the old age. Allah is there. Allah is with us. Allah is taking care of us. Allah is everything. And Allah is with me. This is more enough for me. Alhamdulillah, my worldly life is the best. Those people are the true winner in this worldly life. Okay? No fear, no grief, no cheating, no lying, okay, nothing. Only Alhamdulillah, all praise to Allah from the depth of the heart. A statement, when you keep on saying it and when you feel it from the depth of your heart, your immunity system will be always in the best shape, because there is no worry, there is no fear, there is nothing. Alhamdulillah. Psychologically, you will be always the top. Why? Because from the depth of your heart, you will say, Alhamdulillah, everything is all right. Then you tell me, remember the problems I told you, don't forget about the problems. The problems will be solved by the one who is defending me, taking care of me, my guardian, my Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I don't care for the problems. Since they are from Allah, inshaAllah, Allah promised me in the Quran that Allah will not make me to tolerate more than what I can. And with every hardship, there is an ease. All praise to Allah. No problems in the worldly life. Alhamdulillah. All of this feeling, you only feel it in those whom they are the true believers in Allah. Because this is the reward of Allah. He will not give it to anyone. This is His promise in this verse of the Quran, actually, which is a very important verse to be known by all the believers in Allah. Actually, this is the verse I based all my website on, this verse of the Quran. Islamic happiness. You can have the happiness and the real happiness based on this verse of the Quran. When you are a true believer in the oneness of Allah, doing the good action for the sake of Allah, Allah will reward you the good worldly life. And a reward on the day of judgment that is based on the best actions of the believers in this world. Actually, I want you, sister, also to realize that great reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Suppose now I am praying for 40 years, for example. Sometimes I was not concentrating. Sometimes my health is not good, so I was not, you know, praying in the best shape. But sometimes I was also praying from the depths of my heart. If you are a true believer in the oneness of Allah, according to this verse of the Quran, Allah will evaluate all my prayers according to the best one. You see, all my prayers over 40 years will have the excellence of the best one. This is for the prayer, this is for the fasting, this is for my trust towards my husband, for example. Sometimes I was obeying others, I was frustrated. Allah will reward me in my relation with my husband according to the best of my, when I was in the best shape with him. Why? Because Allah loves the true believer. Allah wants me to be in the paradise. How I will be in the paradise while I am a human being, my deeds are up and down? The most merciful, out of His mercy, will evaluate all my deeds according to the best. So, inshallah, you will be in the paradise. You see? So, this is the blessings of the belief in the oneness of Allah, which is the best blessing. When Allah loves a human being, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide her heart to believe in His oneness. Then He will take care of that heart. Then He will plan the life for that heart. Then He will arrange the circumstances for that heart on one condition: to have the good, true intention to believe in Him and to obey His commands. If you have this intention, in reality, okay, observe your way of life. According to your way of life, okay, this is a signal of the reality of your intention with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Allah said in the Quran, Allah guides whoever Allah loves, okay, it is again up to the intention of that person. When Allah knows that, for example, Cecilia, Regina, Venice, all the sisters, in reality, and the only one who knows the reality of the intention is Allah. Those two angels, the right and the left, they don't know the intention. Okay, only Allah knows the intention. When Allah knows your intention, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will plan for you to be guided. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will plan for you to do the good deeds. Allah will arrange for you everything because He knows your intention. So again and again, it is up to you. If you want to live the worldly life showered by the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and all the time when you tell me, Sister Mona, But you know, most of the life was, you know, in hardships and patience and all of this, I tell you. But the paradise is there. You see, very close. Yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, will make it for us. You see, I feel it. This is the paradise. You tell me how? I tell you, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that He will reward the true believer with the best of the deeds. So, inshallah, the paradise will be always very close to your heart. To give you the reassurance that don't worry. If the worldly life is difficult now for the true believer, no problem. All praise to Allah. Still I am showered with His mercy and the paradise is so close, inshallah. So, can you tell me there is any other type of hearts they have these feelings in the worldly life? Most of the very rich people, highly educated people, extremely healthy people, they are worried, they are upset, they are sad, they are confused. Rahim. Now, inshallah, we will continue to learn Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, the benefits of the belief in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we will learn that Satan has no power, Iblis has no power over the true believers. We will learn this from Surah number 16, verse number 99. Number 98 and 99, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Surah number 16, verse number 98 and 99. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فإذا قرأت القرآن فاستعذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إنه ليس له سلطان على الذين آمنوا وعلى ربهم يتوكلون.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. So when you want to recite the Quran, seek refuge with Allah from the shaitan, the outcast. Verily, he has no power over those who believe and put their trust only in their Lord.
Actually, in this verse of the Quran, we learn that those who appeal to Allah alone and put all their trust only in Him, they are free of Satan's power. Much as he may whisper to them, their bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects them from following Him. Satan, Shaitan may try that they will not follow the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they may slip and commit errors, but they don't submit to Satan because they will always get rid of his influence and turn to Allah in repentance. Actually, this is a great benefit of the true belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be free of the power of Iblis upon you. Again and again, sisters, we are human beings and we are created with the good and with the evil intentions. But when you are a true believer in the oneness of Allah, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying it, this is the true belief. And then you have full trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make Satan to have no power in you. Again and again, you may make mistakes because we are human beings, but immediately you will repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But again and again, you will always get rid of the influence of Satan. Now we will learn about a great benefit of the belief in the oneness of Allah, which is that Allah keeps the believers firm in this life and in the hereafter with a word that stands firm. We will learn about this fact from Surah Ibrahim, Surah number 14, verse number 27. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. يثبت الله الذين آمنوا بالقول الثابت في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Allah will keep firm those who believe with the word that stands firm in this world and in the hereafter.
Okay. Actually, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when the Muslim is quick in the grave, he will testify that La ilaha illallah, there is no God but Allah, and that Muhammad is Allah's messenger. Hence, Allah's statement, Allah will keep firm those who believe with word that stands firm in this world and in the hereafter. Again and again, sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make the true believers to say that when they will be questioned, who is your Lord? They will answer, my Lord is Allah. Who is your Prophet? This is Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Okay, this is how Allah will make the believer firm in the grave. Now we will read a very important hadith which Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in relation to this verse. This is the hadith actually. Okay, let Regina read it. Okay, because it is a long one. But this is the proof how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make the true believer firm when he will be questioned in the grave. This is the reward for the true belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From the start up to this is half of the hadith.
Okay, mashallah, everything.
This hadith actually I put it in my website, you know, and I have copies, you know, you can find it because I start all my classes with this hadith.
Upon the authority of Al-Bara ibn Azib, who said, we went out with the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to a burial of a man from the Ansar, until we arrived at the grave, and he still had not been placed in the slot of the grave. Then the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sat down and we sat around him. You would have thought that birds were upon our heads from our silence, and in the hand of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was a stick, which he was poking the ground with. Then he started looking at the sky, and looking at the earth, and looking up and down three times. Then he said to us, ask Allah for refuge from the torment of the grave. He repeated this command two or three times. Then he said, O Allah, I seek refuge in you from the torment of the grave, three times. Then he said, verily, the believing servant, when leaving this life and journeying to the hereafter, angels will descend upon him. Their faces will be white as if they were suns. They will have with them a shroud from the shroud of paradise and an embalmment from the embalmment of heaven. Then they will sit within eye shot of him. Then the angel of death, peace be upon him, will come and sit at his head and will say, O you virtuous soul, come out to a forgiveness and a pleasure from your Lord. So it will come out as a drop comes out of the mouth of a jug with ease. Then he will take it, not leaving it in his hand for longer than a blink of an eye, until they, he and the other angels, have placed it in that shroud, and there will emanate from it a smell like that of the most sweet-smelling musk on the face of the earth. Then they shall ascend with it, and they shall not pass with it by any group of angels, but that they will say, what is this good and sweet-smelling soul? Then they shall say to them, he is such and such, the son of such, choosing the best of the names he used to be called in this life. Until they reach the lowest sky, then they shall ask permission to enter, and they shall be granted entry. Until they end at the seventh heaven sky, then Allah the Exalted and High shall say, write the book of my servant in Ilyin. And what will explain to you what Ilyin is? Ilyin, there is a register fully inscribed to which bear witness those nearest to Allah. And his book will be written in Ilyin. And these shall be said, return him to the earth, for I promise them, I have created from it, and into it I shall return them, and from it I shall extract them a second time. So he is returned to the earth, and his soul is returned to his body, he said, and he will hear the footsteps of his friends who buried him when they leave him. Then two severe angels shall come, and terrifying him, and sit him up next to them, and shall ask him, who is your Lord? He shall reply, my Lord is Allah. Then they shall ask him, what is your religion? He shall answer them, my religion is Islam. Then they shall ask him, who is this man who was sent among you? He will reply, he is the messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, peace be upon him. Then they shall ask him, what have you done? He shall reply, I read the book of Allah, then I believed in it and accepted it. The angel will terrify him and ask him, who is your Lord? What is your religion? Who is your prophet? And this will be the last trial on earth for the believer. It is then when Allah says, Allah will establish in strength those who believe with the word that stands firm in this world. So he will answer, "My Lord is Allah, my religion is Islam, and my Prophet is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." Then a caller will call from the sky, "My slave has spoken the truth. So spread out for him from the heaven, and clothe him from the heaven, and open a door for him from the heaven within his grave." So it's his goodness and its smell will come unto him. Then his grave will be expanded for him as far as he can see. Then a man will come to him. His face will be handsome, and his clothes will be handsome, and his smell will be sweet. Then he shall say unto him, "I bring you glad tidings of that which will make you happy. Rejoice with the pleasure of Allah and delights that endure. This is the day that you were promised." Then he will say, "And may Allah give you glad tidings. Who are you? For your face is the face of someone who comes with good news." He shall reply, "I am your good deeds. By Allah, I did not know of you, but that you were quick to the obedience of Allah and slow to his disobedience. So may Allah reward you good." Then he shall say, "My Lord, bring the hour so that I might return to my family and my wealth." It will be said to him, "Be tranquil."
Thank you. So I think she says, alhamdulillah, this is more than enough, you know, for everyone who is living her life as a true believer in the oneness of Allah and doing the good deeds, alhamdulillah. Actually, I will not mention for you the second part of the hadith, which is related to the non-believers, because actually we are looking to be believers in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we are looking for the glad tidings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, now I will mention to you at the end of the classes regarding to the belief in the oneness of Allah, the good news for the believers of eternal delight. We will read from Surah number 9, verse number 71, 72 and 73. والمؤمنون والمؤمنات بعضهم أولياء بعض يأمرون بالمعروف وينهون عن المنكر ويقيمون الصلاة ويؤتون الزكاة ويطيعون الله ورسوله أولئك سيرحمهم الله إن الله عزيز حكيم وعد الله المؤمنين والمؤمنات جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها ومساكن طيبة في جنات عدن ورضوان من الله أكبر ذلك هو الفوز العظيم. 71 and 72.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. The believers, men and women, are awliya. Of one another, they enjoined al-maruf and forbid from al-munkar. They perform a salat and give the zakat and obey Allah and His Messenger. Allah will have His mercy on them. Surely Allah is Almighty, All-Wise. Allah has promised the believers, men and women, gardens under which rivers flow to dwell therein forever, and beautiful mansions and gardens of Aden. But the greatest bliss is the good pleasure of Allah. That is the supreme success. O Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, strive hard against the disbelievers and the hypocrites, and be harsh against them. Their abode is hell, and worst indeed is that destination.
Okay. Actually, sisters, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, regarding the help and the aid of every believer to the other, said, "The believer to the believer is just like a building; its parts support each other." Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said the example of the believers in the compassion and mercy they have for each other is the example of one body. If a part of it falls ill, the rest of the body suffers with fever and sleeplessness. This means, sisters, that the true believers are actually one body. They feel that they are related to each other so closely that if one of them is sick or ill, the others will feel the same feeling. This is an example of the close relation and the close feelings which is supposed to be between the believers towards each other. In these verses of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us four characteristics of the believers. Number one, enjoying what is right and forbidding what is wrong. And sisters, again and again, this is very important. When you notice that some of the rules of the Quran actually is twisted by some Muslim, don't try to reach that Muslim in a tough way, but in a very polite and nice way, try to clarify that this is not the reality of that law, and the reality of the rules of Allah is so and so and so. Okay, this is a command from Allah. If you want to be a true believer who will be rewarded with all the rewards which we are learning over the last three classes, you must not keep silent when you notice that the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are twisted and the Muslims are trying to push that twist confusion so that the reality will be forgotten. Don't keep silent. Okay? This is how you can support the right and forbid what is wrong. Number two, the true believers are the one whom they attend the prayers, because prayers give the bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are the ones whom they pay their zakat, charity, as it reflects the material and spiritual solidarity within the community. If you want to prove that we are one community, one body, we are supporting each other, it is through the charity which the rich give to the poor, so that all will be living a good, respectable, worldly life. The fourth character of the true believer is that they obey Allah and His Messenger. They have no law other than that revealed by Allah and followed by Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because when they have one law, this will give them the unity of goals, approaches, and methods of action. What will be the reward for those believers whom they have these four characters? It is on these people that Allah will have mercy. Again and again, sisters, Allah's mercy will be bestowed on them in this life. First in this life. Okay? Again and again, you must believe that the true believer is rewarded by Allah in this worldly life. This mercy of Allah will be manifested in the reassurance felt by such people, as I clarified in details 5 minutes ago. It is also seen in the unity and cooperation, which are the characteristic of the community of the true believers. So when you notice that there is no unity or cooperation in the Muslim community, this means that this is because of the lack of the belief in the Muslims. Okay? Number two, regarding the reward of the true believers, is the second reward is the gardens under which rivers flow to dwell there forever. Actually, this is the gardens of the paradise and the mansions in the gardens of the paradise. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, for the believer in the paradise, there is a tent like a hollow barrel, which is 60 miles high in the sky. And in the tent, the believer will have so large a family that he visited them all, and some of them would not be able to see the others. When you consider the believers, your family, when you have a sisterhood with a big group of sisters in this worldly life, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you with that tent, which is like the hollow barrel, and it is so big, and it is high in the sky, and there you will have all the people whom you love. They are your, and you will have also the good people of your family. But the greatest bliss for the believers in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the good pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah, the exalted and ever high, will say to the people of the paradise, O residents of paradise, they will say to him, Our Lord, we are happy at your service and all good in your hand. He will ask them, Are you pleased? They will say, Would not we be pleased? O Lord, while you have given us what you haven't given any other of your creation. He will say, Should I give you what is better than this? They will say, O Lord, what is better than all of this? He will say, I will grant you my pleasure and will never afterwards be angry with you. Again and again, sisters, all praise to Allah, the One, the Lord of the heavens and the earth, who we are calling on Him to guide our hearts to the belief in His oneness, so that, inshallah, we will be the One to live our life in His mercy, and we will be the One to be rewarded with all the blessings which we learn in these classes regarding the greatest blessing in the life, which is the belief in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And inshallah, now let us make the dua. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala.